Thank you and good morning. The District Attorney's Office announced that 32-year-old Crescent City man Samuel Hawken will serve a 7-year prison sentence for his role in a home invasion incident that led to the death of a fellow suspect in October of 2013. Hawken and 32-year-old Josh Shearer of Eureka went to a residence in Eureka to confront the homeowners. Hawken brought along a baseball bat while Shearer carried pepper spray, and when they attacked the two residents, those men fought back. Hawken fled the scene and managed to escape, but Shearer was subdued by the homeowners and held down while deputies were called. Shearer died of asphyxiation while those deputies were en route, and Hawken pled guilty to voluntary manslaughter, likely to cause great bodily harm. He was sentenced yesterday. DA Maggie Fleming explained the sentence, saying that when a person engages in a dangerous, provocative act and a death results, he or she may be held criminally liable, even if the actual killing was done at the hands of another. Detectives with the Sheriff's Office continue their investigation into the death of 41-year-old Bryles McCutcheon, who was found slumped at the rear of his pickup truck near his home in Eureka on August 6th. He was suffering from a fatal gunshot wound. What began as an investigation into a suspicious death then became a homicide investigation. An autopsy has confirmed that McCutcheon died as a result of a gunshot wound, and the Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help for any information about McCutcheon or the events that led to his death. Sheriff's deputies on patrol in Myrtletown early Tuesday morning spotted a wanted felon riding down the street on a bike with no lights. Deputies attempted to stop Travis Morgan Jr., but he fled the scene and led deputies on a short pursuit that ended in heavy brush at Spear Street and Myrtle Avenue. Morgan had hidden in the brush and refused commands to come out until deputies were able to reach him and take him into custody. Morgan was found in possession of burglary tools, and he was booked on outstanding warrants for kidnapping, drug possession, and firearms violations. In Sacramento, a bill that would exempt a private citizen from any liability if they rescue a dog or other animal from a hot car is headed to the Assembly for a final vote. AB 797 would allow someone to break a window or otherwise gain access to an animal in obvious distress inside a hot car, and if the bill is passed by the Assembly, it heads to the governor. Jordan Christmas has news from Humboldt State.
Humboldt County native Tom Wood, who spent 29 seasons as the head coach of the Humboldt State men's basketball team, passed away on Tuesday after his battle with cancer. Wood became the head coach in the 1981-82 season, finishing his career in 2010 with an overall record of 463 wins and 351 losses. That record includes the scholarship era, when the program became a regional power and a national title contender, finishing the 2004 season with a semifinal loss in the NCAA Division II tournament. A scholarship fund has been established in Wood's name.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. CAL FIRE has assigned more than 3,000 personnel to battle two major fires, one burning in Monterey County and the other in Lake County. In addition to the personnel, there are also hundreds of pieces of heavy equipment, including fire engines, tankers, bulldozers, and air assets at work. And Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie said most of that equipment is state-of-the-art. But the key is to get those people and that equipment to the scene of the fire. And Gillespie said advances in digital technology and satellite mapping play a crucial role.
One of the big things with the newer mapping is they're doing infrared or satellite mapping. They can get an actual fire perimeter. So they can look at, you've got a lot of smoke coming up. Well, they can look at it from above and say, hey, this is the head of the fire, the hottest area. We need to be anticipating it's going this way.
Another aspect of wildfires is the danger that they pose to rural areas. Gillespie said that many times the difference between a lost property and one that makes it through is preparation.
If you're in a rural area without a water supply, you have to have a water tank, a supply that can be accessed. But one of the biggest keys, you'll see neighborhoods, all these houses that burn, and then you'll see one house that didn't. Quite often, it's what the homeowner has done on their own to give a defensible space.
You can listen to Bill Gillespie talk about wildfires by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.